From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. The new year begins. People around the world are welcoming 2016 with fireworks, parties, and other festivities. But fears of terrorism mean heightened security in some places or cancellation of events where large crowds would have gathered to usher in the new year. At the stroke of midnight in Sydney, Australia, people there were treated to a spectacular fireworks display that lit up the city's famed harbor. In contrast, authorities in Russia closed off Moscow's iconic Red Square, a popular spot for revelers to ring in the new year. Although not officially acknowledged, the rare move appeared aimed at concerns of terrorism. Authorities in Brussels also canceled New Year's Eve fireworks displays amid fears of terrorism. Here in the United States, security is tight in New York as revelers ring in 2016, 3 hours from now, in Times Square. In downtown Dubai, a massive fireworks display took place at midnight local time, even as a massive fire burned at a luxury hotel, leaving at least 14 people injured. All residents were evacuated from the 63-floor Address Hotel after it became engulfed in flames late Thursday. Officials say it is 90% contained. VOA correspondent Margaret Bashir was dining at a nearby restaurant about 230 meters from the hotel.
It went up in flames immediately. It was amazing. We sat down at the table at like 9:15, and at 9:30 approximately local time, the fire started.
There is no word on the cause of the fire. The hotel stands across from the world's tallest skyscraper, the Burj Khalifa. Burkina Faso's Salif Diallo was elected head of the National Assembly, making the ally-turned opponent of ousted leader Blaise Compaoré the second most powerful man in the nation. Diallo was elected a day after Rochmar Christian Kabore was sworn in as the new president. This is VOA News. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani ordered his defense minister to expand Iran's ballistic missile program in response to a U.S. threat to impose new sanctions on that program following Iranian missile tests. In a tweet Thursday, President Rouhani said a new program will be developed to enhance Iran's missile capabilities if the U.S., in his words, continues its illegitimate interference with Iran's right to defend itself. In response, a senior U.S. official told VOA, the United States has long taken action to counter threats from Iran's missile program and will continue to do so. Iraqi Prime Minister Haidar al-Abadi reiterated that Turkish military forces must withdraw immediately from Iraqi territory. In a phone call with Turkey's Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu, Mr. Abadi questioned why Turkey would send its military trainers deep inside Iraqi borders while Islamic State fighters are present at Turkey's border with Syria. He accused Turkey of failing to respect an agreement to withdraw its troops from northern Iraq, threatening military action to defend Iraq's sovereignty. Burundi's president says any deployment of African Union peacekeepers in his country will be considered an attack and will be met with force. VOA's Anita Powell reports.
Speaking to the nation Wednesday, after weeks of violence, Burundi's increasingly cornered president, Pierre Nkurunziza, launched a stunning verbal parry to an African Union proposal to send in 5,000 peacekeepers, saying the country will have been attacked and it will respond. Nkurunziza faces increasing opposition from the AU and the international community over his unpopular quest to extend his tenure as president. He weathered a May coup attempt and won a disputed election in July, though violence has continued. Anita Powell, Johannesburg.
Residents in parts of the U.S. Midwest are packing sandbags and shoring up levees in a desperate attempt to save their homes and businesses from the region's worst flooding in decades. At least 20 people have been killed and hundreds of homes and businesses overtaken by water in Missouri and Illinois after a massive storm system dumped as much as 30 centimeters of rain in some areas. For migrants and refugees crossing the Mediterranean trying to reach Europe, 2015 was the deadliest year on record. According to the International Organization for Migration, more than 3,700 people are estimated to have died while making the perilous trip. The deadliest month for migrants came in April, when close to 1,250 migrants died, 800 of them when their overcrowded ship capsized in the Mediterranean Sea off the coast of Libya. China is building a second aircraft carrier. This is the latest sign of Beijing's rapid modernization of its naval forces. The new 50,000-ton carrier will use conventional rather than nuclear power. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.